Welcome to another episode of Song Title Challenge, where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? This is where climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles. You can send in as many as you want. Just don't send me duplicates, please. I don't care if you send me a million emails with a million different titles, or if you send me a million different titles in one email. Just make sure they're different. That's the number one thing. Send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. info@daredevilproduction.com and put song title challenger STC in the subject line so it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I spring them live to Brent, my esteemed co-host and a special guest on the show. And what we do is try to cook up five or six different conceptual angles for writing that title. Sometimes the first one you come up with is going to be the good one, is going to be the best one, but a lot of times you got to dig down a little deeper and find that angle. And all of a sudden you can take even a mundane title, like let's just say The Dance, and turn it into something unbelievably epic, right? And something that's unforgettable, something that's a Hall of Fame song. So that's what we're about. This is not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. It's just a fun, creative exercise. You can use all of what we say on the show. You can use none of what we say. We just demand, and we demand that we get invited to the number one party, should you make that happen. So finally, this is a fantastic way for breathing new life into your old song titles. Brent's been doing this now, going back to 1994 in the hook book and taking stuff that he hadn't looked at, doing the song 15, 20 minute song title challenge on it. And lo and behold, man's getting cuts.
And old singles. Titles.
With that, Brent, why don't you? I'm super stoked to have our guest on today, man. Why don't you introduce the boy?
Yes, our guest today is a Curb recording artist. His first album dropped in 2016. It's called Behind This Guitar, and it cracked Billboard's top 10 country albums chart, including the top 40 single, Country. It was produced by the legendary Tony Brown. If you don't know Tony Brown, you don't know George Strait, and you don't know that Tony Brown played keys for Elvis. His current album, Ain't Looking Back, was produced by another Brown, Jim Moose Brown, a fellow Arkansan. So I love that, and includes the single Local Honey. And our guest today, Mo Pitney, welcome to The Climb.
Hey, Mo. Hey, glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man. And Mo gets the award right off the gate for the most unusual place to do your podcast episode.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a elementary school.
That's awesome.
Father-in-law, I'm doing a benefit concert for him and their school here. It's a small private Christian school, and they do a benefit concert every year, and I just have a fun time with everybody here, just kind of throwing my guitar on my lap and doing a little singer-songwriter thing while they have a dinner. And so that's going on tonight. And instead of going to my brother and sister-in-law's, where they've just got like 7,000-8,000 children running around, I figured that actually the school would be a more quiet place too. Just after hours. Actually, they got shut down today because of the ice, so it's there's nobody here, and so it was a quiet place to do the interview.
Oh, nice. Good. Oh, perfect.
Now, when you're doing a benefit for Christian school, elementary school, now do you have to like, okay, I'm not going to do some of the Hank Williams Jr. covers?
Yeah. Well, I've been known for being relatively clean. There's obviously probably a handful of songs that cross the line, and I just keep those out of the bag for the night, you know, or in the bag. Maybe is the better way to say it.
Yeah, good to know. Just wondering.
Awesome. Well, all right, fellas, are you ready to handle this in here?
Not at all, but that's never stopped me. So,
all right, so we have like I'm gonna call a little bit of leeway on this because I believe that the way this title was presented to me, that the sender misspelled a word.
Okay.
But it kind of could go either way. So I'm going to just leave us up to deciding which way we want to go with it. Okay. Cause the different spelling means a different word. Okay. So this comes from Brad Mays, who's submitted songs before.
Hey, Brad.
And the song title is Playground Prophet. Playground Profit, but he spelled profit like money, P-R-O-F-I-T.
Okay. Yeah, I would definitely, this all seems prophetic, actually. Prophetic. I'm looking right out at the playground.
Dude, it's perfect. Yeah, like you're out of school.
I don't think this is an accident by any
means. That is really random. Wow.
And I've already got ideas for it, so I'm ready to roll.
So there you go. So just to be clear, I think you can go with P-R-O-P-H-E-T or P-R-O-F-I-T. I think we can go either way. I feel like he meant
Baby John the Baptist.
Yeah, I feel like he meant that, but who can be sure? So Why don't you kick it off? You got some ideas, Mo. Let's curve it up.
Well, this there's 1,000 things happening right now. You guys are all going to laugh. But the fact that I'm sitting here, the fact that in our church right now, we've been talking a lot about prophecy and things that God is able to do in the world that would just absolutely shame those who think that they're really smart. Yeah. And one of those things is that out of the mouth of babes, God speaks his truth. Jesus quoted that in the New Testament. And so I guess the simplicity of life, being able to be captured in the fact that children tell the truth maybe more often than grownups do. And if you listen to children long enough, they kind of actually tell you the future sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's just the first things, just because my heart and mind have already been in that. I don't know that I yet have any understanding of how you would do that, other than, you know, I was listening to, for some reason, just a couple of days ago, that Let Them Be Little song. And I don't know if there's an element of you know, the other aspect of this is Jesus said, unless you become like little children, you'll by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. And I always see people that are able to be joyful and free as being prophecies about heaven. Like they are already tasting what's going to happen in heaven. And so they're telling you the future, if that makes sense.
All the sense in the world, dude. That is awesome.
And starting off going deep.
On an idea like that, and I don't know how the verses or the chorus would be, but if you, the idea would be like if you went to the playground and you looked close enough, you realize that they're telling you the future and being playground prophets, kind of a thing.
That's cool. And also, because I have a bunch of kids, if I ever thought that people were basically good and born good, having children destroys all that. Then you realize, no, we're born sinners.
Yeah, wipers and diapers.
Wipers and diapers, that's great. And like, okay, you know, and what theological truths can you see on the playground? You can see that, you know, we are fallen, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We are not having to be taught how to be mean. We're having to be taught how to share, how to do, you know, there are moments of light and there's beauty. So I wonder if you could even take, you know, on one hand, here's the sin. And on the next hand, you have, you know, the faith of a child.
Yeah,
they just believe simply. They don't have all the theology worked out, but they know who Jesus is and what they believe. And he says, do this. So I'm going to just do this. And that can be like another verse.
Maybe you can have that little bit of reconciliation too, where, there's parts where somebody steals a ball or whatever, but a kid's heart gets the best of them, and just be like, you know what? We're friends, right? It's actually better if, like, when they come to that realization that basketball or tetherball or whatever works better if there's another person involved. As long as I'm angry at you, I can't play the game. So maybe we should get along, you know?
Exactly.
There's a line right there. As long as I'm angry at you, we can't play the game.
Like, yeah, I love that.
That's so I think of this, like, so Mo, I started out as an artist. I toured for like 7 years in a hair band back in the day. Allman Brothers brought my band from Wisconsin down to Florida. That's how we cut our teeth. And after that, the industry lifted up the needle on that whole genre. Right? Yeah. Just said, we're going to switch. So I decided that this is my time to go an adult. I had to go be an adult. And I got into business. And I made my way all the way freaking back to the music industry. Because at the end of it all, I was in the financial industry. And I had built up like a really, you know, pretty healthy mortgage concern. And was doing really, really well. And then they just shut the damn doors on Wall Street for a year. And I realized that this is chaos. Life is chaos. And I might as well be doing, if I'm going to have to endure chaos no matter what, why would I sell out? Like, I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm going to do what I love. You know what I mean? So that, and that, like, never grow up, right? Like, never get suckered into growing up and adulting. And go and do what you love and make money by accident. I'm a playground prophet, right? Yeah. Like I learned how to stay a kid.
Because you'll notice that when a child has the ability to live in right now and just kind of tell the truth with what excites them, the chaos that affects us doesn't affect them. Their heart kind of enters the safe place of everything's okay, and the wind and waves are going on, and I just kind of believe in the kind of peace be still. Mm-hmm. I love kicking a ball. I love singing. I love playing my guitar or whatever that is, and I have escaped the fear of all the chaos. Now, certain children or whatever in bad situations, that can't always be the truth. But under circumstances that are relatively fair with good upbringing and that kind of thing, I think we've all tasted that and would give anything to get that back.
Yeah.
We have the capability to do that, I guess, is what I'm saying. Yeah. When us as artists – I guess believe that even amidst the chaos, there is meaning and kind of following the heart in that, or following the voice of God, or however you want to interpret that, because we know where that comes from. You're able to let the chaos continue while you just kind of walk on the water, maybe is the right way to say it, and just say there is a way of peace that I'm trying to prophesy to people from the stage with this song. That would be awesome if you'd join in as well, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. And you know, that we've talked a lot on this podcast, and I talk a lot just in my life about —
he just talks a lot.
Really. I just talk a lot too. Yeah, so don't let that but just, you know, the dichotomy, right? Too many people living the dichotomy. And when I'm dealing with artists that are coming up and they're a bright light, and I'm saying, hey, look, the more you do this and the better you get at it, you're going to start to get some heat coming at you, you know, because you're going to just start pissing people off because you're reminding them that they drank the wrong Kool-Aid, essentially, you know, like they thought playing it on the safe, doing this and doing that, like, was the right way to go. And here you are living your best life. And there's a lot of energy flowing your way. You're getting a lot of blessings. A lot of things are happening. And it pisses them off. Like Mo, I know you've dealt with it. Brent, I know you dealt with it. I dealt with it. And there it is. So I'm playground prophet. Stay a kid. You know, don't grow up. You know, you can be a person of character. You can give, you can do all these things, but don't fall for the — don't fall for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, that's cool. I think of a couple other ways. Since you mentioned hairband, Johnny, I think of like Dr. Feelgood or some sort of, like, you know, it could be a metal song. This kid, you know, he's shaking down kids for lunch money at lunch, or he's selling something at lunch, like candy, and he's making some of that playground profit. And then if it's a dark story, then he's like selling stuff you're not supposed to be bringing to school, make a little bit of that playground. So here's this whole story of, like, you know, the kid grows up, and then he starts selling a little bit of drugs on the side at school. He's making that playground profit. Eventually he gets out and he's coming back and selling to the kids at school. He's got people working for him that, you know, so it's like a whole movie. I don't know. It's something I thought of, like, yeah, this kid making playground profit. you know, in the monetary sense. So it seems awesome. like a rock song, or just, or even a hip hop song or something like that. You know, just some kid that's
going to be a good hip hop thing, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Playground Profit.
Make that money.
Yeah. So that'd be a thing. Or I wonder if
selling apple juice. He's selling apple juice on the playground, making a good playground profit.
Yeah. Where? Over by the seesaw.
Yeah,
exactly. So that's a different angle.
Yeah.
Another one could be more of a, I don't know, even know if you do like a, almost like a kid's CCM kind of thing about, let's be playground prophets. Like, yeah. Let's go to school and share the gospel. You know,
yeah, like literally write a kid's song for Word Records that go out on a gospel kids album.
I've done some of that about, you know, just like kid's song about, you know, everybody needs Jesus. And I've done a few of those and they're fun, but, you know, aimed at kids going, you know, I don't know, it sounds like a project name, Playground Prophet or something, or a group.
Yeah.
But let's just go in and share the good news, right? Yeah. Playground Prophets.
That's awesome. Okay.
That's what I got my kids to be, you know? That's one of the reasons Playground Prophets.
I love that, man. Springboarding off of how Mo kind of started this out. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pantheon listeners. Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course. I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon.
What about now this? Okay, so says the guy that I have no kids. Okay, so but you learn from your kids as much as they learn from you. Yeah. Right. And so maybe there's that moment where, I mean, Brent, you wrote Monday Morning Church, you know, and you wrote about a man losing his faith you know, angry at the situation, angry at God. And maybe it's a story about, you know, that's happening. And then they pick up their kid from school and their kid says like one thing and just brings them right back on track. You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think that's where, when I was sitting here envisioning this, cause I literally pulled up to this school, you know, 5 minutes 15 minutes before we got on the phone, I'm pulling up, getting out of the car, got my kids in the back, they're heading off to my in-law's house, but I'm walking by the playground, you know, and I think right when that title came, I just envisioned the guy that lost the job or whatever, that has lost faith completely, that sits down on a park bench and is just kind of watching the kids on the playground kind of thing.
Yeah.
And contemplating life. And that just kind of listening to all their chatter and the way that they were acting, like maybe there's a different way to the Heavenly Father, you know, and I kind of hear that call through the voice of children, you know, if that makes sense. And it wouldn't have, I don't know how you turn the phrase, but it's like, I wouldn't have ever gotten, you know, where I'm at with my faith, you'd have to have a cool rhyme or whatever, prophet rhyme, which might not be easy, but had it not been for those playground prophets or that playground prophet.
Or, you know, those playground prophets are worth their weight in gold kind of thing. You know, we could do the line after where it kind of plays off prophet a little bit.
That's great. That is a great idea.
Would be cool. Maybe just spinning off what you're saying is, you know, that song Watching You, Rodney Atkins, that, you know,
yeah, Brian, Watching Steve, You, Daddy, ain't that cool?
Yeah. What if you kind of do the opposite side, but like I'm watching my kids and like Playground Prophets, like maybe he's, you know, driving home, just, you know, had to pick the kid up from school. He's off early because he doesn't have work to be at anymore. And he's and the kid just says something that a kid would say that's believable, but also just like, man, that's what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
You know,
he said, don't hinder them, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And if theirs is the kingdom, we might as well learn about what they think about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think about this kingdom that's yours?
Yeah, exactly. And that could be, I mean, that could be that, you know, there are many ways you could spin that, like sonically, to be a mid or an up or more ballad and heavier thing. And I was talking to Ozzy yesterday, and we have a mission trip coming up to Tanzania. We went last year, and we're planning on going back this year, Lord willing. And he just talked about, you know, how he loves it there. And he's like, I want to go live at Mavuno Village like one day and work with the orphans there. It's like, I just want to go live there, you know, and be there. And just love that, because he's not worried about the how or the whatever. That just is what he's feeling in the moment.
Yeah.
And we always just encourage him, wherever God tells you to go, go.
Yeah.
If you end up a missionary in Africa, we will miss you, because unless we're there too, because if he calls us there too, we'll see a lot. If not, we'll miss you, but be proud of you.
Follow the voice.
Yeah. But that kind of simplicity. It's like, yeah, man, Playground Prophets. They aren't so worried about how we're going to make a living, how we're going to do all this stuff. They're just
adding it. They're not adding it up.
Yeah.
AKA, they're not overthinking it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the, yeah, and the prophet, I don't have to add it up. So,
I mean, I think about, I think about Elon Musk, you know, who's like a brilliant, like 5-year-old, you know, well, hey, what if we made those rockets come back to Earth? Wow, that's cool. Let's do that. Yeah. Damn. You know what I mean? Changing the world, because he just isn't worried about the how or the why, or he's not listening to anybody second guess him or tell him you can't do that. He's just in a sandbox, man, and he's going to make what he wants to make. And and you know, somebody like that, and how their ability to change the world, you know, his electric car company is on fire right now, right? And the big guys stopped making electric cars because they ran out of parts. And what happened there? How come he did and they didn't? Chevy stopped making a Volt because they temporarily, but they stopped making it. And so it's like the Playground Prophet thing. Like there, that's the Steve Jobs. That's the Elon Musk. These are the guys, just visionaries that are like, you know, maybe it's a song.
It's Walt Disney.
About that. It's Walt Disney. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great publishing company name.
Playground Prophets.
Oh, Playground Prophets. You know?
Like, yeah.
Because I'm having fun playing in the sandbox, you know, with my parents.
Right.
And that's what we always, I mean, that's a term I always use. Like, I'm just looking for an artist that wants to play in the sandbox with me. Yeah, you know, we do things a little differently here. Like, and they just, I want to get in and see what we can do and what we can create. And that's really just like, let's go play. Yeah, and when you walk into a writing room, it's like, okay, let's just play. And there's no, you know, it's not worried about the how or the why. You just go in there with blind faith, right? Mm. All you can see is the next step. You can't see the whole staircase.
Yeah. Mm. And, you know, nothing pays as well as Playground Prophet. Cause, you know, I've done the day job, been in the cubicle, the khaki ant farm, you know, I've done that. And now I'm writing songs and doing podcasts and fun stuff for a living. And, you know, we're all blessed to do something we love for a living. And that's Playground Prophet. You know, I always wonder if you could tell a story of like the kid that, you know, he's just kind of hustling, you know, at school. Maybe he's singing and he's, you know, or whatever. And he just continues to play. And now he's making that Playground Prophet. But it's almost a little bit of that I'm going to be somebody. You know, that Travis Tritt song, a little bit of, you know, some other stuff that is just like, and man, when you love what you do for a living, it's all Playground Prophet, man. It just, you're having fun and you're getting paid, whether it's an NFL player, whether it's musicians, actors, whatever.
Oh, that's good.
So that's like, yeah, man, nothing pays like Playground Prophet. Like, you know, and almost encourage people to chase those dreams and to go take that chance.
You know, I think it's funny, like, but like societally, there's a lot more of that happening now. I have had in the last 4 years, I have had more than two or three interns that are paying their own way through Belmont, which is not cheap, by doing stuff online. Like, they don't have a regular job. Like, this one kid came in, he's like, yeah, you know, I pay my way through Belmont. I'm like, how are you doing that? He goes to Goodwill and buys stuff at Goodwill and turns around and sells it on eBay. And I'm like, what? What's the last thing you sold? He's like, pair of Lululemon pants. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah. I said, how much did you get her? He goes, I got them at the Franklin Goodwill for $6.50. And I turned around. I said, now what's a brand new pair of cost? He's like, $100. What'd you sell it on eBay for? It's like 60. I'm like, damn.
And of course, that would be at the Franklin Goodwill where you get
Of course it would. But you know, the idea that here it used to be when my dad was growing up, right? It was like my dad didn't do this. He had his own company, but you go work at the same company. You put in your 50 years, you get, or 30 years, you get to go watch. And that's what you do. But now we've got a bunch of like entrepreneurs that are doing, that are figuring out how to pay the bills so that they can get to that playground profit, right? So that they can learn how to make money doing what they want to do. And that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I
think of that that great Lee Bryce song, Love Like Crazy. You know, which one thing that's so cool about that is it's talking about this guy that started a computer business, like in the second verse. And, you know, so it's got some of that business in there, which is interesting. You don't hear that much in songs other than, you know, country songs, work hard, you know, working man's PhD and stuff.
Right.
But, you know, can you do a little bit of that playground profit of that kid that's just old school, be like shooting marbles and trading baseball cards and making some of that playground profit, like Gary Vaynerchuk as a kid or something, you know? And now he's off doing something else that he loves, start a business.
Lemonade stand.
Yeah, it's all that playground profit. And it could be, that'd be different. You know, that's not something you hear about much in songs.
Oh, that's
good. Really could be. I mean, I got the best lemonade stand story. I'm in third grade, and our house on Fremont Street in Whitewater, Wisconsin, was like right on Fremont, was a main sort of thoroughfare. And I remember, this could even be the story, right? And my dad's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to go create a lemonade stand. He's like, oh, that's cool. How much are you going to charge for that lemonade? And I'm like, I'm going to charge a nickel. He's like, you should charge a dime. And I'm like, this is my lemonade stand. I'm going to charge a nickel. And my dad's like, you need to charge a dime. And I'm like, I'm going to do what I want to do. He's like, okay. So I go out there. It's hot day. I'm out there for hours. I've sold nothing. And all of a sudden, straight up, like two buses pull over. Two bus loads full of people, like tourist buses, right? Pull over, come out, and I'm selling out of lemonade. I'm running back in the house. Mom, I need some more lemonade. And so then I get all those buses serviced. They take off. I got this huge pile of nickels. And I go, I'm going to go walk up to my bedroom and count my money. And my dad's like, hey, where are you going? And I'm going to count my money. He's like, well, you know, we got to have a little conversation about that lemonade. You got to pay me for that lemonade. And I was like, what? And he's like, that lemonade's not free. And my mom's like, oh, John, stop it. And he's like, no, this is the teacher moment, right? And I'm like, now every damn time I go into that fridge and get me some lemonade, you're not charging me. He's like, yeah, that's for you. But now you're making money on it. So you got to pay me back for the lemonade. Now, what's the lemonade cost? You know? And so then I'm like, most of my nickels are gone. And I'm like, look, and I was like, I told you should have charged a dime, you know? But like, that was the playground profit, right? But man, that was a lesson I never forgot. You know?
That's awesome.
And when I wonder too, like, what are different ways? I know we're getting on time here, but different, you know, different meanings of profit. Like, he got his lunch money stolen. He didn't get the lunch money back, but he stood up to the bully, got a black eye, and got a little wiser, got some playground profit. Like, and the guy didn't mess with him again. He didn't get his money back that time.
Oh, that's good.
The guy didn't mess with him. This is some playground profit. Or something about flirting with the girl. Mo, I know you had that song, the boy and a girl thing, you know, that kind of follows them through, you know, from kids on. And I think of Check Yes or No, like that kind of stuff where it's like different meanings of profit. Like, he learned a little bit more how girls work, or some, you know, just other ways of what's profit. You can follow them through, you know, life a little bit. I think could be fun.
If you marinated in it long enough, I mean, you could probably use that word and say it in different ways, like you said, the entire song, whether it is the young kid that made Playground Prophet was prophesying the future, like
you said, he's like, that girl's gonna marry me
or whatever, or that girl's gonna marry me or whatever, whatever that is. I mean, I'm sure you could just, I don't know, I think all of that would go together, but you'd have to, if you were going to do that, just really map it out before you tackled something like that, unless you, you know, the other way would be just to stick to one of those that we've talked about. But yeah,
got some damn good looks at it, boys.
There's a lot there.
All the way around it.
I think so, boy. So, hey, Mo, title, once Brad. Again.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah, good title, Brad. Thank you, Mo, for saying yes. And
oh man, I enjoyed it.
Like, not for nothing, right? Like, of all the titles, I picked this. Okay, for the record, I picked this title before I ever could see Mo's face. I don't know where Mo is, right? I have to pick the title and set it up on the platform that we're going to use, and then send out the emails for us to connect. And then here he is, literally at a school, like looking out the window at a playground. It was meant to be.
It was totally meant to be.
Yeah. Well, there you go, guys. Send your titles into info@daredevilproduction.com, and maybe you're going to get yourself a major label country artist to help you out with it. All right. This podcast exists because we want you to win. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
Awesome.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.